This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, Sunday morning, 1/31/21. The title is, I Am the Deliverer. So many today look to the might of man to deliver them, a mighty military, the wisdom of men. We must do this or that, they say. We must never let this happen again, they say. How did we get here, they should be asking. It's because men have forsaken my ways and my word. Well, I say today that I am the deliverer, and I am doing the delivering of my people, and there will be nothing that harms or hurts in all my holy mountain. I'm purging the earth so that my kingdom can reign on the earth. I will rule it with a rod of iron. I will rule here as it is in heaven. There's nothing that harms or hurts in heaven. I will use my plan. I will implement my plan. Or I will use men. I left out a word. I will use men to implement my plan, but your deliverance comes by my hand. Man on his own can do nothing. Trust the plan that is being carried out by man, but remember always that it is and was inspired by me. It is by divine design, out of my mind. The children and the problems they are facing, there is a solution. We're talking about the children in the underground dumps. The children and the problems they are facing, there is a solution, and it is not the solution of mere men. I am their deliverer. I am their healer. Look to me in every endeavor of this plan to save the world. I have all the answers, and I will bring the needed answers if I'm asked. Now, there's some scriptures here that Jesus dealt with. I'm not going to read those today, but they were concerning when Jesus dealt with some children that were demon-possessed. These children need deliverance. They're looking at it totally. They've got physical problems, but that is the least of their problems. And a lot of times, one was deaf even. And when the demon come out, the child could hear. So, you know, it's... In other words, God is delivering them, and He will give the information that they need to set these children free. They think, well, they need the med beds, or they need this, or they need that. But no, I believe they probably need deliverance. Just think of what they've been through and what they've been in. When the dust settles and the plan has been carried out, they will say that only God could have done this, and they will be right. This is biblical. So the Lord does not want us looking so much to what the president does or what the military is doing or, you know, God's doing this. All right, this is called a new normal. Things are about to return to normal, a new normal, the goodness of God and the land of the living. This will be personally, nationally, and globally. All the long years of living every day in angst, fear, and pain will become only a distant memory for you. Rejoice and be glad, for you have made it through. Go forth in peace and joy. At times you have thought that you would not make it. And I think, did I already read this? I already read this. I guess I must have copied it off twice.
You read it under the best is yet to come.
Well, I guess this is, okay, let me finish. That's weird. All right, I don't know what I did here, but anyway. All right, let me just keep going. The old ragtag mentality. Well, let me just read it. Let me just read it over. Things are about to return to normal, a new normal, the goodness of God in the land of the living. This will be personally, nationally, and globally. All the long years of living every day in angst, fear, and pain will become only a distant memory for you. Rejoice and be glad, for you have made it through. Go forth in peace. At times you thought you would not have, we wouldn't make it, so intense it has been, but I have been with you every moment, for I promised you that I would be with you till the end. The tide is turning in your nation. You're already beginning to see signs of it. Great days ahead. A return in this American nation to its godly roots. All that offends is being rooted out of it. Be encouraged, for the best is yet to come. There'll be no more old ragtag mentality. That'll be a thing of the past. It is not the way of the kingdom. I'm going to look at this scripture. This is John 14, 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is the way of my kingdom. No shacks there, no lack there, no sickness there. It has always been yours. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What has prevented this, you might be asking? The darkness of the evil one. I spoke to you in a previous word that you have been living under an illusion, the illusion of the evil one. You are already what my word says you are, but the darkness has dimmed men's minds to these facts. Satan is the trickster. It is a magician's trick. Nothing is as it seems. When the darkness is gone, you will see things the way they really are. It has been here all along, and some have even broken through and benefited. Sadly to say, most have just adapted to the darkness and the fruit thereof. This is the day, darkness to light. Light is dispelling the darkness. After partaking of the light, you will never return to the dark. Even in the dark, I have graced you and protected you to bring you to this day. This is Daniel 12:12. I was prompted to put this scripture here. Don't totally understand what it means, but he says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. This is the time to rejoice and be glad. You're watching the greatest show on earth. Every day it will get brighter and brighter. Then about the Muppet puppet. Okay, that's it.